We, the transcendent people of Earth, choose to no longer live in the dualistic mental prisons of the past. We choose to unify with life and recognize our interconnectedness as a single planet. Though I live in America, these wars are not mine. I bring friendship to the people of the world, and if they wrong me somehow, I will maintain my center. Welcome to the Transcendence World Movement Show, everybody. Today's title is "The War is Over, and We've Won." And we can talk about the implications of that. You may say, well, when you turn on the TV set or when you look out into the outer world, you still see commotion and whatnot. Well, has nothing to do with me and my world and my life and the way I'm creating my reality and the way many of us are creating our realities. And part of what we do is we create the new. And another part of what we do is we highlight exactly what is wrong about the old, why the old no longer applies. And when you have people that insist on trying to obscure reality and lie and distort everything and create crazy matrix of fear that many people can't see their way out of, one of the most spiritual and helpful things you can do is dive in and decode it. Make known the techniques, make known what's happening so that a person can free themselves from the hold of ideological influence. If you'd like to call in tonight, by the way, to the show, give me a call toll free 1-877-876-5227. Again, 877-876-5227. And, there are many aspects of decoding what's going on the internet. We see many people compared to Hitler, for example. And, that's kind of an overused analogy and one designed to just stop conversation. But we can certainly say that, some would call the people in power in America today the Fourth Reich. And, there's some evidence to that. There's definitely grounds where some people could make that claim that those people in power are the Fourth Reich because they have ties, links through post-World War II things such as Operation Paperclip. We've all heard about that. We've heard about it in a lot of the shows and read that on the internet about how the CIA brought in many ex-Nazis after the war and how they infiltrated into politics of America and, all the ties this way and that. But what we do want to highlight today is that, that which we might call, or what we call the current administration in America, they definitely do use techniques of the Third Reich. And I think somebody should illustrate that fact that it's not just, they don't have the same ideology and mission as the Third Reich, but what they have done is adapted the techniques, the control techniques, and the ways of shifting people's perception and boxing people in with fear. And this is not a stretch. This is obviously on display right out in the open. We may, especially a number of years ago, we may cringe at those analogies comparing what's going on today to the Third Reich, but anybody who studied the Third Reich at all or read about the history of it or the way it went or the techniques, it's inescapable. It's obvious. Clear as a bell. When you see the use of signs, like catchphrases, placed all around in the background, when you see symbols again and again brought to the fore and brandished in a means that are designed to not just like invoke a meaning, but invoke a rule, a hypnotic state. Or we see again and again, I mean, this is probably one of the most frustrating things for me, is to listen to the old prayers that repeat the same exact thing again and again and again, week after week, month after month, year after year, the same exact formula, just the small little phrases. No matter what the question is, it's immediately a retreat to the same little phrases. And then it's a question of, well, do you believe in those phrases, you know? Hardcore groups, a group of fanatics still do. And it's dwindling, though. That's the good news. Little by little, it's dwindling. And, you know, maybe it's a race against the clock. Can we stop this madness before it just totally explodes all over the place? Or can we at least insulate ourselves from this madness penetrating into our inner world and screwing up our lives? So we need to be aware, because the people in charge are intentionally trying to influence you and win you over and take your power and put it in their power bank, in their category. You see, because if you allow yourself to get lazy and just believe what they say, and then you have given your power to them. And all over the fact, it's a full-out assault on your senses. And, you know, they developed this. They took some of what the Nazis did, because if anything of what they did is they were masters of propaganda, and they took it all to the extreme. And, you know, you could definitely see a group of nefarious individuals getting together, considering what happened in Germany, and then saying to themselves, well, we now have those super weapons that they didn't quite get going by the end of the war. And that was the only reason they were stopped, is because they didn't have them. And so now that the U.S. has these super weapons, they view it as there's no way to stop them. You know, I guarantee you, old Karl Rove, who it's nice to hear he's getting his comeuppance, you know, for one small thing anyway. I'm sure there's a million things you could pin on him. But you can be sure that he spent much time holed up somewhere with his copy of Mein Kampf, studying it in great detail. Every once in a while, probably the speechwriters hint at such rhetoric or work in references, and in the back rooms they all have a laugh at how the people have no idea. And, you know, we have to make this into one last flare-up of the old way before the new age of liberty. And by liberty, I mean the liberation from control, form of self-sovereignty. We are individuals who govern ourselves. And freedom, for it to truly be freedom, must be body, mind, and spirit. And just now it made me think of that Bob Marley tune, "No chains around my feet, but I'm not free." We're certainly not free in the mind or in the spirit in the United States. We're free in the body to pack ourselves full of commercial goods, to be consumers, to gorge ourselves on all the instincts of the body, to run crazy. But what if we were to speak something intelligently or ask questions, pertinent questions? Well, we saw what Charlie Sheen got for his efforts, the immediate smear job. Hey, Charlie, I'd like, you know, hey, I know what that is. I know that's garbage. I don't think anything of it. I think you're a cool dude, and I respect you for saying what you feel. we can just look at how this whole thing's unfolded, you know. We got the Afghan invasion, okay? So you take what happened on 9/11, and then why is war immediately a given, you know, first of all? Why is that immediately what we do? And not to mention a war that goes on and on and on that harms the U.S. far more than 9/11 ever did in the first place. You know, 9/11 was a strike, and whatever or whoever was behind it, you know, it had a damage in that moment and for that time. It had a huge psychological impact. But this war that goes on and on and on drains the whole spirit of the people and drains the resources of the nation and just totally shifts everything away from where it should be, here, where we live, where America actually is. And, you know, just because something is politically accepted, just because it sort of passes politically or, you know, it doesn't get questioned too much or people have collectively agreed not to question something, that doesn't make it correct. And it doesn't make it in line with the universal truth. You know, I mean, one thing that sticks in my mind is I remember well before 9/11 when they were already on the Taliban's case. Remember the whole rigmarole about the Buddha statues and how they destroyed the Buddha statues. And, you know, that totally sucks. But I know there are all kinds of people out there doing all kinds of crazy things, you know. It's just really suspicious that we were focusing on them and all this attention. Because I remember they were putting that in the backdrop of our subconscious way before 9/11. I remember they were putting that Taliban evil in the backdrop, and we'll talk about that a little more in a while, how they lay these backdrops over months and months so that when they do pull out the thing that might have been questioned, the resistance has already been worn down. So, you know, I don't believe that a strike like that precipitates an endless war on any country that we deem to be not adhering to our own cultural values, that's for sure. And anyway, just the way it's carried off and the stories around it. You know, you could take the Pat Tillman story, for instance. Oh, that's a really tough thing, you know. He's a guy who really did make sacrifice and did put something ahead of financial gain. And in his own way, probably was a hero. But then instead of recognizing the man as he was, and the true value in his heart, he was used as a propaganda tool. And the story that was told about him initially was a flat-out lie. It just wasn't true. And it wasn't necessary. It isn't necessary to do that. Any action that is just would not have to be supported with anything but the truth. And as we see, too, you know, like in that post 9/11 time, you know, there was a great appeal to emotion. And you can look this up. This is one of the aspects of fascism. It doesn't appeal to reason. It appeals to emotion. And that was the whole point of old W down there saying we're going to strike them back or whatever. Rah, rah, we're going to get them back. But who are we going to get back? You know, we bombed the crap out of Afghanistan and chased some of the dudes back into the mountains and set up a government, basically, of our own rule. But did we really counterbalance what happened on 9/11? Is that really now square or taken care of, or did we solve it? I mean, that's precisely the kind of question they expect you not to ask. They expect you to forget about the pretense and to not have the will and the strength and the wherewithal to bring these all back up and resist while, you know, they appeal to the emotion, and those that fanatically believe are all extremely emotional about it. And so then you question it, and they are extremely intense. They have a united front, that hardcore of true believers, you know, and they will never admit they're wrong. I mean, that's part of the quality of what they are. They're deniers. They're not just knee-deep in this conspiracy and whatnot and part of these secret societies and drinkers of blood and on and on and on. I'm sure there are a lot of those things. But they're also a type of spirit, you know, like a denial spirit. They just refuse to admit the truth, and they immediately have a set answer for anything that you would say, any question that they'd say. They have intricately planned out. See, their war is a war of words, a war of perception, a war of smoke and mirrors, as much as it is a real physical war. It's a metaphysical war. And this is also why it's tied in to the Third Reich, because it has an occult aspect to it. It isn't simply, you know, something happening on the physical plane. There's a real deep and powerful series of forces that are playing out in the world right now. And a byproduct of their compression, hopefully, will be to wake us up and get us to sort things out for ourselves and come to our own understanding and speak in our own voice what we feel to be true, what we feel to be right, not based on a belief system or some kind of skewed logic that has gotten so far off of reality, and yet you can convince yourself that it's true. You can constantly justify in your own mind the transgressions that are all around you, but that doesn't make it right, and that doesn't change the reality at all. It only exists in the mind. All right, this will be a good time to take a little song break here. This song I wrote with a friend of mine, and it's somewhat related to the Afghan war, about a forgotten American friend of ours, a guy by the name Johnny Walker Taliban.
Johnny Walker Taliban.
Enjoyed the tune. A little different, isn't it? Pretty fun to write. You're out there want to join in, give me a call toll-free, 877-876-5227. And who am I? I'm Christopher Morris, host and the visionary of the Transcendence World Movement. Some of you know me from the Creative Cosmos radio show, and yes, indeed, I am one and the same, Christopher Morris. All right, I compose music, I make visual art, I will do anything I can do to wake you up out there. We will wake you up today, and if we do not wake you up today, we will wake you up tomorrow. You see what I mean? One more shot. Here's the number, 877-876-5227. On with the topic. The war is over, and we have won. Whew. Well, unfortunately, people, we kind of get used to all the death and mayhem we've been exposed to in the last few years. And that's not good. We shouldn't get used to it. We shouldn't get numb to it. You remember back of the news of the first American deaths from the war? That was a big deal. And I remember we were all on edge and we were watching it, and it was just really covered and people cared a lot. It was hard to take, and I was like, oh, man. You know, I seem to even remember old W sometime around that time saying, oh, we'll just have to get used to it. People will get used to it after a while. I mean, I don't know if that's exactly what he said. Don't say that's a quote, but I remember him saying something like that for a while. People got to get used to it. Bleh. Makes me want to puke. And now people are dying all the time. And we barely notice. Hardly even watch it anymore. It's like, yeah, 10 people, 15 people, 7, 20. Here, this town, there, that town, all around. Well, you know, people think there's nothing they can do. Think that it is outside of them. You know, the thing that really annoys me is people at home who, like, think, when they think about somebody like W or Cheney or any of these other dudes, they think that, oh, these guys are like, well, he's the president. Oh, magical, spooky, crazy, ooh, ooh. All this imaginary backdrop. Oh, he's the president. That means all this unspoken shit. Well, no, it doesn't. He's a man. He's a man like me. And, you know, if he's truly worthy of being the president of the United States, and the leader of the free world, he should be able to speak on his own and speak out of his own mind, speak from his own knowledge, historically, psychologically, spiritually, in a broad-based and all-encompassing way. If he can't do that, then we are greatly in need of a new leader, someone who actually represents and embodies the good qualities of the American people. And you know by now, people, we aren't going to get that in either the Republican or the Democratic Party. But, you know, what do you do? People don't change. You know, this 2008 election's going to come up. You know, people might go swing one last time, Democrat, thinking Hillary's going to be their savior or something. It'll just be a different version of more of the same. None of the fundamental issues will be changed. None of the true undercurrents that need addressing in the society will be dealt with. It'll just be more dragging on and on and on with little hope and little view of the sun on the horizon. We gotta get on with living. We gotta get on with life. We gotta get on with the true reason that we are here, which is to create the space for ourselves to have discovery, self-discovery, and to create and share with others what we find. You know, at any society or system, the first thing you should do would be to set up the basic parameters to look after the people. if there's any wealth, if there's any exaltation whatsoever, you think that the very basic things we could do is set up a healthcare system that is not bloated bureaucracy, that once you go through the whole rigmarole of actually going to maybe see someone, they barely do anything for you. Or half of what they do is load you up on drugs that you maybe can never get off of. No, we need a integrated healthcare system, one that incorporates all the methods of the world, all the Eastern ways, not in some kind of a minimal way or some kind of a way that is skeptical or last resort. Or no, we need to incorporate everything that is available, all the information, all the solutions, both the body and the spirit, and, of course, the mind in the middle. We need to assimilate and soak up all the wisdom from the world. And we need to get over this American idea of that, you know, we are supreme above all, and we know, and everybody else doesn't know, and create, because although we think that, we may have justifications in the mind, we're really just creating a prison around ourselves. You know, we think we're excluding the world, but in the end, we're the ones with the fence around us. And that's no way to live. It's no way to live as an individual, and it's no way to live as a country. And that's fact. Life is not about simply being, quote, secure. And anyway, we can't turn over our own self-determination to anybody else. If anything happens to us in our life, it's our responsibility. Fair, unfair, round and around, everything stops and starts with us. And we can glide on here to the Iraqi invasion. I mean, do we even need to say the no weapons of mass destruction? Well, maybe. Did anyone apologize to Scott Ritter, who stood his ground and day after day spoke the truth, while W was spewing horrible words? And I have a tape of one of his State of the Union addresses that I edited and made an audio file of. And you just listen to his words. It's just, it's designed to have a psychological impact. It's just ugly. And if you can just chop out all of his directing it to somebody else and just apply it to him, makes a hell of a lot more sense. So no, there were no WMDs that they found in Iraq. And, you know, the pulling down of the old Saddam statue. I mean, we found out on the internet almost immediately that hardly anybody was actually there, and that a lot of the Iraqis that were there were props, people they collected and put there. And, oh, it's just the same old methods, man, you know. Just look a little below the surface, you know. It's tiring work to go over it and to keep illustrating all these ways, but it's got to be done, and you've got to see it. And you know, once you become awakened to it, you'll see it all around you, all these, this subtle layer that is superimposed over everything. And you know what? It does go up to the astral plane. You know, these mind control techniques do go up into the fourth dimension. You know, the symbols are the language of the soul, and so they try to not just control your heart and mind, but they try to imprison your soul, keep you locked in, so that your individuality is gone, and you are simply serving your masters and doing their bidding with no questions. You will take your chip without resistance, and if you are told to kill, you will kill. Scary, but true, and happening right now, right this moment. And there are many people who are already gone. We've already lost some. But as we said, you know, obviously the Republicans and the Democrats aren't going to do it. So we need something else. Really, when you consider, this is why I think that 2012 is really the date. You know, if you really seriously want to do it and create a wedge that cuts them out, you got to give it time enough to develop. And you got to take a real shot at it. 2008 would be too quick, and most people haven't been traumatized enough to become awakened to the new method, the new way. But they will. And little by little, as we share the message and the information of truth, love and light, and rationality, and that which gives purpose to history, people will see and come around because it's so natural, because it is of the natural and of life. And so no amount of criticism can tear it down, because it is so. It is not an ideology. It is a recognition of the way life works. And a final chance to enshrine human dignity on the planet once and for all. And we can solve the problems and share the resources and build the solution we all long for. I mean, do we need to go over how absolutely absurd the mission accomplished sign was in Iraq? Talk about how many people have been killed since. I mean, we don't even count. The Americans don't even count the enemy deaths. And, you know, I mean, I just saw old W on there today about the immigration, talking about how much every person has value. Words, words, words. But apparently some of the Iraqis don't have much value to him, or some of the Afghanis. What about the civilians? What about the innocents? What about those who had nothing to do with anything and never harmed somebody else? No rationalization, justification, or top-down order is going to change the existential reality that he who pulled the trigger is responsible for what he has done. You got that? That is a fact. Good time to lead into tune which illustrates the absurdity all the more. Hope you enjoy it. It's a hit called The Iraqi Shuffle. we're back for the last leg of the show here today, Transcendence World Movement. And if you're out there, you want to give me a holler for the last couple minutes here, 877-876-5227. As always, I'm your radio host, Christopher Moores. And we've been talking along the topic, the war is over, and we've won. And we win when we understand for ourselves the breadth and scope of the forces at play. When we can see everything and remain centered, remain ourselves, remain connected to our own source of life. Because anybody that's trying to influence you and pull you into ideology, they're trying to pull you away from your own center, from your own connection to the universe, from your own individual sovereignty, from your own greater being and higher spirit. That's what ideology does. Brings you right into the world, right into the worldly affairs, and locks you in there. And you know what? You're going to live a stressful life. One of full of conflict. Armed relationships. And subtle enmity with all of life. Because how could you not? You form conclusions. And life isn't a conclusion. It's an ongoing flux. So you'll never be in sync. You'll never be one with the Tao. And you'll never be enlightened. You'll be completely caught. So we need to loosen that rigidity. And you know, one thing that breaks fanatics is if you can get through to them the cold hard reality of war. You know, if you're a person who's sensitive and can have empathy for others, you can just know about the thousands of people who are losing limbs and dying and families being shattered and pure, raw, and ugly violence of a bomb blowing up in your face, of a huge bomb dropping on your city. I can feel that. I don't need to be there to feel that, you know? Sometimes the good old internet bloggers work overtime to bring it into our awareness, to show us, to describe to us in great and painful detail, because we've got to know. Again, if we lock that out, we can't just rah-rah war, and lock out thousands of people and their bloody death and their horrific end. Damn it. Pay attention. There's a tune that's been on bbsradio.com lately that I've just started to catch on to. You know, I've always been a fan of Indian in the Machine's music. But there's a song of his, I hope you catch it in our rotation, or cruise over to his site, spiritfindermusic.com, and have a listen to it. Demonstrates this kind of empathy that I'm talking about. It's called War Child in Fallujah. And really, it's just an amazing portrayal and reaching out of one man's heart in empathy. If you want to know what empathy is, listen to that song, War Child in Fallujah by Indian in the Machine. And, you know, I know most of the people who are just supporters or stand by war. If you put a gun in their hand and said, you be the one who pulled the trigger, would they have the guts to do it? Would they still stand by their ideology, by the implications of their ideology, by the results of their conclusions? I don't think most people would. They were right there and had to do it themselves and face it themselves. They wouldn't do it. Maybe a few would. They'd suffer for the rest of their lives because of it. And have karma in the lives to follow to untie. Probably meet the person they murdered again. and it'll probably go on and on. Kill you, kill you, kill you, back and forth, back and forth. I mean, we've all been there before in some past life. Some army somewhere, fighting for some justified cause in our society at some place and some time. But part of what is going on now is that history is coming to a conclusion in the old sense. We know everything that's happened from everybody's perspective. That's never been the case before. We're still hashing out the details, but we can't continue creating it in that old way because it simply doesn't exist anymore. It will evaporate, of that I'm certain. And, you know, a huge concern, look up on the internet sometime depleted uranium in Iraq. If even a bit of it's true, if any of it's true, and there's uranium scattered around Iraq and it's causing a harmful effect on thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands even, of people, is that some kind of crazy justified response to 9/11 or something? I mean, we know Saddam never had anything to do with it to begin with. We've demonstrated that clearly on the internet. I've demonstrated it on other radio shows. You put it all together, no connection, no link, other than just the obscure justification that you're evil. This guy's evil, this guy's evil, this guy's evil. And what is the backdrop of their claims of evil? Well, of course, conservative Christianity. Okay, folks. Jeez. Another ideology of the past. Limited and childlike in its scope. Sorry, but that's the case. Excluding all others. Man. Now these days, Cheney's out there provoking Russia. W's humiliating China by not giving him a state visit. And we've all saw him tug the premier of China in a very insulting way. Hey, get over here. That's not how you handle things. It's not how you deal with a world diplomacy. It's not how you make a better world. And now there's the run-up to war with Iran, and they're using the same control techniques. And again, the emotional interest. If you question the war, that's a stupid thing. Oh, you're against the troops then. I can't believe you're against the troops. As if that has any basis in fact at all. Complete garbage. What this administration has done can and should be criticized, debunked, researched, investigated, and laid bare for all to see. And this has nothing to do with the troops. You know, you could say that, you could just immediately make a claim, well, let's go attack anything. You know, let's attack Africa. Okay, they come in the first day, somebody dies, then you can say, well, if you speak against our attacking Africa, then you're besmirching the memory of our fallen soldier. Well, that's one of the oldest techniques in the book. You know? And same control techniques they used in Iraq. And now we still have complete mass media acquiescence. It's as if all these grown adults don't have the ability to think for themselves or to ask a sane question. And as we mentioned earlier, they set these backdrops for months. Little stories, this story about Iran, this story about Iran, this story about Iran. Not the focus story, maybe a blip that runs by here and there and get into our subconscious and make us feel like it's something that occurred organically on its own when it wasn't. It was completely fabricated, completely constructed. They have well thought out techniques of shaping the perception of the audience. They've studied it, they've refined it over time, and they've ramped it up to all new levels. And they're making the same dubious claims, same type of claims. You're evil, you're the enemy, and I'm coming to get you, blah, 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 blah. We, the people of Earth, have to declare ourselves to be part of one transcendent world. And the people of Earth, together, should work for the benefit of each other. And we will. And we're working on it. And we're making our connections. And although it seems scary and like we're in a circumstance that it's going to be very difficult to turn around, we will turn it around. Truth will see the light of day. And we will create that world that we know is possible. Love you all, everybody. Glad to share this time with you. Listen for me on Friday, and again next Monday, and whenever else I might be lurking around these radio airwaves. Have a great evening. Here's a tune to round off the night. Kind of fun. What if I ran? I ran.
What if I
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.